Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 7, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BitMEX parent receives ISO security certification for customer data management. MicroStrategy to offer $400 million in notes to buy more Bitcoin even as it warns of $284.5 million impairment. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology outlines proposals for blockchain development. Upside elusive for Bitcoin as Yellen says Fed rate hike a plus. Bitcoin, gold are likely to withstand Fed taper, Skybridge Capital says. Information wants to be free but secrets are worth paying for. Hot new crypto story. Remember the JPM coin? Next step is programmable money, bank exec says. Now let's get started. BitMEX parent receives ISO security certification for customer data management. Certification involves examining possible threats and vulnerabilities within an organization's IT systems. 100X Group, the holding group for the BitMEX cryptocurrency derivatives trading platform, has obtained the International Organization for Standardizations, ISO, Information Security Certification. Certification, which provides a framework for assessing organizations' protection of their information assets, means the exchange is considered secure enough to safeguard customer and partner data on its platform, according to a press release on Monday. Security is never a static process and in order to continue to set the bar as high as possible, we sought and were awarded one of the most rigorous certifications, 100X CEO Alex Hoppner said in the statement. ISO, IEC 27001 requires examining a company's information security risks, including possible threats and vulnerabilities in its IT systems. The process also assesses risk mitigation procedures as well as the implementation of a management process for staying on top of evolving technological security trends. Hundreds of hours of detailed audits taking up to a year were needed to push 100X Group over the certification's finishing line, said the group's head of security, Brian Rankin. MicroStrategy to offer $400 million in notes to buy more Bitcoin even as it warns of $284.5 million impairment. Publicly traded business intelligence firm MicroStrategy, NASDAQ, MSTR, said it intends to offer $400 million senior secured notes to raise funds to purchase more Bitcoin, BTC, minus 0.38%, even as the Bitcoin it already has will likely result in a massive impairment. In fact, the added purchase of Bitcoin would seem to be a doubling down of sorts, for even as company expressed its intention to buy more of the leading cryptocurrency, it warned that based on the fluctuations of the price of Bitcoin during the Q2 to the present date, it sees taking an impairment of at least $284.5 million for the quarter ending June 30. While MicroStrategy has raised money to buy Bitcoin from the proceeds of notes offerings before, it was always done by notes that were convertible into the company's shares. This time the notes are to be guaranteed on a senior secured basis by MicroStrategy Services Corp., a subsidiary of MicroStrategy. Shares of MicroStrategy, which had soared to a two-decade high in February thanks to a surging Bitcoin, have plummeted almost 55% since then as they followed Bitcoin back to Earth. The company said it has formed a new subsidiary, MacroStrategy LLC, which will hold its current stash of 92,079 Bitcoin. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology outlines proposals for blockchain development. China should promote the deep integration of blockchain in economy and society and accelerate the promotion of blockchain technology for application and industrial development. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, MIIT, has outlined its proposals to accelerate the application and development of blockchain technology across the country's economy and elsewhere. The MIIT has put forward its proposals in accordance with President Xi Jinping's socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. China should promote the deep integration of blockchain in economy and society and accelerate the promotion of blockchain technology for application and industrial development, according to a document written May 27 and published Monday. The MIIT suggested that blockchain could enhance the real economy by improving supply chain management, product traceability, data sharing and more. However, blockchain would also be used to improve the collection of data for the purposes of judicial deposit, real estate registration and law enforcement. China's development of a central bank digital currency, CBDC, is well known, with its digital yuan, or ECNY, currently being piloted in numerous cities. The proposals published by the MIIT also reveal the extent to which the CCP believes blockchain itself can be applied to the development of its country's economy. Upside elusive for Bitcoin as Yellen says Fed rate hike a plus. Yellen's rate hike comments and lingering China regulatory concerns dominate market sentiment. Bitcoin struggled to rise as U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen kept the market from cheering El Salvador's plans to adopt the leading cryptocurrency as legal tender. In a taped announcement on Saturday, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele said he plans to submit legislation that will make Bitcoin, BTC, minus 0.23%, legal tender. The announcement lifted investor sentiment, with some calling a potential adoption at the government level a major bullish development. However, the cryptocurrency remains locked well within Saturday's trading range of $34,900 to $37,900. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $36,200, according to the CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index, up 1% on the day. China's regulatory crackdown and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's latest comments on interest rates could be capping the gain. On Sunday, Yellen told Bloomberg that President Joe Biden's $4 trillion spending proposal would be positive for the country, even if it leads to a rise in interest rates. If we ended up with a slightly higher interest rate environment, it would actually be a plus for society's point of view and the Federal Reserve's point of view, Yellen said. A rate increase dilutes the appeal of perceived inflation hedges such as Bitcoin and gold. China stepped up its crackdown on Bitcoin trading and mining over the weekend, blocking many cryptocurrency key opinion leaders on Weibo. The move comes weeks after China reiterated its long-standing ban on cryptocurrency trading and mining, sending the price of Bitcoin lower. Bitcoin, gold are likely to withstand Fed taper, SkyBridge Capital says. They will show resilience even if the central bank curtails its monetary stimulus program. Fiat currency alternatives like Bitcoin, BTC, minus 0.26%, and gold are likely to remain resilient even if the U.S. Federal Reserve curtails its liquidity-boosting quantitative easing, QE, program, according to SkyBridge Capital, a $7.5 billion hedge fund. All fiat currency alternatives which have all gone through fairly recent substantial corrections are in a much better place now to handle that eventual taper and gradual slowing of money supply growth than they were as they were making higher highs after higher highs, Troy Gaiske, co-chief investment officer and senior portfolio manager at SkyBridge Capital, told Bloomberg last week. We're going to stick to Bitcoin and crypto because we just think there's more upside, Gaiske added. Taper refers to a gradual unwinding of the monetary stimulus that has triggered risk-taking across financial markets over the past 12 months. Bitcoin, for one, rallied from $10,000 to over $60,000 in the 7 months to April before recently falling to $30,000. Gold rallied to record highs above $2,000 an ounce in August 2020. However, The yellow metal deflated to lows near $1,680 early this year and was recently trading near $1,880. Markets have been betting on an early unwinding of stimulus by the Fed ever since the U.S. economy started to show signs of life in the first quarter, reinforced by April inflation climbing to the highest level since 2008. On Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said President Joe Biden's $4 trillion spending plan would be positive for the economy, even if it leads to higher interest rates. Taper talk or rate hike expectations tend to lift yields on U.S. Treasuries, making the dollar more attractive and weakening demand for assets like gold and Bitcoin. The 2013 taper tantrum prompted a decline in gold and emerging market currencies. Still, the 10-year Treasury yield has been locked in a range of 1.5% to 1.7% this quarter, having risen from 0.98% to 1.74% in the first 3 months. Furthermore, the Fed has downplayed the inflation scare and taper speculation in recent weeks, and remains committed to buying $120 billion of Treasury and mortgage-backed securities a month. Gaiske expects the central bank to stand pat for the rest of the year. Even when it's announced, the Fed is not going to start reducing the pace of its purchases until 2022, Gaiske said. According to Bloomberg, SkyBridge Capital's Bitcoin fund has gained more than 50% since its inception in December. The hedge fund also has a small exposure to a gold miner. Information wants to be free, but secrets are worth paying for. Hot new crypto story. Most followers weren't ready for the service to go from free to $2,500 per month, but enough were. Hot new crypto dropped from several thousand users to fewer than 100 when the website started charging for its service, but its operators say the cash flow was well worth the lost popularity. The site, run by a pseudonymous team, scours Twitter at machine speed to find buzzy young cryptocurrency projects for potential investment, hence the name. On April 19, Hot New Crypto shut down the free Telegram bot that surfaced its discoveries and removed a public leaderboard ranking them by the engagement they elicited. To get this intel, users would now have to pay $2,500 a month for a gated service called Secret Party. We're in the business of secrets basically, and the problem with secrets is, the more they propagate the less value they have, said ES, the only North America-based member of the three-person founding team. That is why the group decided to throw most of what they had built behind the paywall. The goal was to learn if they could find 20 customers willing to pay the admittedly intimidating fee, roughly equal to the rent on a two-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, NY. A month into the experiment, they succeeded. According to ES, Hot New Crypto now has between 50 and 100 customers, but closer to the high end of that range. These people, he said, we're more than happy to pay such a high fee for access to new projects before others do. The service had already been worth much more than that to them, and supporting the team to find additional signals would be even more helpful. Establishing value. As they researched the space, ES said, the team realized that others were providing similar services, but they called it research. Research is different, he said, because it provides enriched information. Secret Party doesn't offer enriched information, but it offers actionable information fast. The team also learned that investors already trade information informally to some degree. They call it alpha trading. Alpha is an old Wall Street term for above-market returns, and is used loosely in crypto circles to mean competitive advantage. The Telegram group that started it all has reached more than 4,000 members. Not only did spreading these leads so widely undermine their value to those willing to pay $2,500 for access, it could also pose a problem for very young projects. Founders could end up being flooded with inbound messages looking for airdrops or cheap tokens, long before they were ready to entertain such requests. On the other hand, there are some inbounds that new projects don't want to miss. Those projects, when they are really new, are very interested in people who can help, ES said. Hot New Crypto has no investors, but the new customer cash flow has allowed it to expand its operations, ES said. It now casts a wider net than Twitter, finding projects sometimes before they even have a social media presence, when one of the founders is just kicking around ideas on GitHub, for example. The payments are accepted in 5 different cryptocurrencies: Bitcoin, Ether, USDC, Litecoin, and DAI, and processed by Coinbase Commerce. According to a checkout page generated when CoinDesk staff checked out the order flow, there is no option listed for paying fiat. Unlike rival processor BitPay, Coinbase Commerce does not convert crypto to fiat for its merchant clients. Those who want to do so must withdraw their coins to an exchange such as its namesake sister company. It's still early. Hot new crypto refers to its approaches for automating discovery of embryonic projects as strategies. That's the same term DeFi darling Yearn Finance uses for the particular magic its so-called vaults use to maximize yield. The subscription income has helped the team build more alpha hunting strategies that isolate even stronger signals from the noise online, ES said. The team has also gotten a lot better at sorting projects to surface. In an ideal world, ES said, they would be able to automate finding the most promising new projects. That can be quite hard, he said, because the signals there are tricky, maybe impossible, to spot. Culling junk from the list, though, can be a lot simpler, and that's also helpful for folks looking to trade on good information early. There's a lot of interesting things that can be done with comparison, he said. He gave one example of how culling junk can be automated. The worst projects, he said, just copy a large portion of the code base they use, whether it's the software running their smart contracts or the one that runs their site on the old-fashioned web. There's also telling metadata that machines can read. To me, it feels like crypto is 1,000 times more than tech in terms of noise, ES said. Hot new crypto has always been blockchain neutral. It looks for projects wherever they might pop up, be it on Ethereum, Solana, Binance Smart Chain, or elsewhere. Fans of the old site have reason to rejoice. The free leaderboard went back up, though it is a bit more limited now. It shows the most trending new projects over the past quarter. For up-to-the-minute leaders, users will have to pay that $2,500. ES said the team plans to roll out additional tiers that would help less deep-pocketed people get in early on airdrops and other opportunities the retail market likes to chase for a more reasonable price. To that end, hot new crypto has also created another free Telegram channel, Wrecked Party, that highlights dubious opportunities. Its sardonic tagline: be the first to know about the latest S**T coins and future rug pulls. There might even be a gem or two in there, don't get wrecked. Remember the JPM coin? Next step is programmable money, bank exec says. The global bank is also keeping a very close eye on DeFi, says Umar Farooq, head of JP Morgan's Onyx blockchain team. 2 years after JP Morgan grabbed headlines with plans for an in-house digital token, the global megabank is looking to fulfill one of the great promises of electronic currency, programmable money. Formally launched in October, JPM coin is, for now, more akin to JP Morgan's corporate clients holding their US dollar deposit accounts on a blockchain, said Umar Farooq, head of the bank's Onyx suite of applications. That naturally enables 24/7 money movement among those corporations. Overshadowed lately by the crypto bull market, JPM coin runs in conjunction with the 400 bank Liink payment network and powers things like securities settlement, in repo trades, across JP Morgan's client base. But according to Farooq, it's only the beginning. Aping dollar-pegged stablecoins, or emulating cryptocurrency generally, was never the plan for JPM coin, which, to be clear, is not available to retail investors nor traded on any crypto exchange. We are getting into the programmability of JPM coin, he said in a recent interview. Actually programming what money can do for you, whether it's conditional payments, whether it's things like tax assessments. That's all very rule-based and, in the past, you would have to send specific instructions to a bank like JP Morgan. We increasingly want you to be able to program these things, and actually tell the money what to do. That desire helps explain why JP Morgan chose to build its various blockchain projects on Ethereum, albeit a bespoke version of it, 5 years ago. Now the second largest blockchain is measured by the market cap of its native token, Ether. Ethereum was designed specifically to enable complex if-this, then-that programs, known as smart contracts, that were hard to do on Bitcoin, which was built for the straightforward task of transferring digital cash from A to B. When we looked at Ethereum versus other options, we were very attracted by the smart contract ability, said Farouk. The fact that you could do more things than just a unidimensional value transfer on that platform. Ion DeFi. Ethereum also comes with the likely support of the largest developer ecosystem in blockchain. And it keeps the door ajar for a bank like JP Morgan when it comes to the rapidly expanding public crypto arena. The big story these days concerning Ethereum is the open, gatekeeper-free hotbed of pseudonymous trading and lending known as decentralized finance, DeFi. Institutions are slowly but surely edging towards areas like DeFi, with banks such as Netherlands-based ING already talking about what can be learned from this new paradigm. Fortunately for JP Morgan, Quorum, its permissioned version of Ethereum technology, means the bank remains close to the action. What Farouk calls a front-row seat when it comes to innovations happening in the public blockchain arena. We are keeping a very close eye on the DeFi evolution, the JP Morgan blockchain chief said. Although it's very much in the public crypto sphere currently, there is clearly a future for DeFi as other assets start to get put on blockchains whether they're permissioned or they're fully public. It remains to be seen, Farouk added. As well as the allure of DeFi, there are even some banks said to be eyeing the possibilities offered by proof of stake, PoS, participation on networks like Ethereum, an energy-efficient alternative to Bitcoin's mining process, whereby one earns by having some skin in the game and validating transactions. When it comes to ETH 2.0 staking, that's going to be a very interesting development, Farouk said. I think that might open more doors for people to interact with the Ethereum ecosystem. Consensus deal. Farouk dismissed the notion of an unwavering passionate link between the bank and Ethereum. That said, support for Ethereum has existed from the very early days, Farouk added, such as from folks like JPM's head of Quorum Engineering, Samer Fala. Indeed, JP Morgan's relationship with Ethereum is long and varied. Formalized with the creation of the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance in 2017. The ties strengthened last year when JP Morgan handed the day-to-day running of Quorum over to Consensus, the Brooklyn, NY-based software studio helmed by Ethereum co-founder Joe Lubin. JP Morgan also led a $65 million funding round in Consensus. We've known Joe, Lubin, for a long time, said Farouk. So our view was that being part of Consensus also keeps us close to Ethereum proper in terms of its evolution and gives us a bit of a front row seat. It's also found a good home for Quorum because JP Morgan is not a software company. The word on the street was that the day-to-day management of Quorum was becoming a headache for the bank. As long as it was a small thing that was kind of being done in a corner, that was fine, Farouk said. The moment it started scaling up, we would get calls from our largest clients saying, "We're going to build on Quorum, can you give us managed services support?" That's when we started to consider strategic options for Quorum to continue to grow and succeed outside of the bank. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.